Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everyone. The Anointingful Gospel Center says, Happy Friday. We thank God for you taking your time out with us to share with the Anointed Women's Ministry this Friday afternoon, Friday the 14th. So we just want to say God bless you. And again, thank you for taking out this time with us today as we talk about various topics that affect us mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, just every area within our lives. So again, thank you and God bless you. So today we want to talk about a question. Actually, the question is, what can become a threat in preventing us in living our best life? What can become a threat? And then the question or the thought that came to me this week was, sometimes I often think about the word life. And the thought that came to me was, life can be comprised of our day-to-day experiences. Now, the quality of life is determined of how we approach it. For example, all of us are very familiar with a glass being half full or half empty. It's the same glass, but it depends on how the person approaches that glass will determine the quality of that person's day, that person's experience, or that person's life. And so that's what we want to address, is what could be a threat in us preventing us from living the best quality life, and our experiences of how we approach things, how we approach responsibilities, tasks, whatever it is. And then the word is procrastination. And when we think of procrastination, for example, and even researching that word, oftentimes, and I know I've heard it, sometimes when it's labeled to someone, it's always kind of viewed as a person as being lazy. Now, look, all of us have times when we said, you know what, I'm not going to do that today, I'll take care of it tomorrow. That does not necessarily mean that you're lazy, but the difference is that when it becomes a habit, a lifestyle, something that is becoming our everyday routine, is putting things aside. And even when we look at the word procrastination, it is actually defined by an action of delaying or postponing something. But also looking at it in this way as well, is that, again, it does not indicate that a person is lazy. It could actually be brought on by other factors. Now, again, just because we put off something for this afternoon, tomorrow, you know, if other things are a priority, and this may be at the bottom of the totem pole, so we decide to go ahead and, you know what, it's not that much of a priority, let me take care of it. That does not mean we're a procrastinator. Again, a procrastinator is a person who makes it a lifestyle. But understanding from what I've researched, and also looking at it even with our day-to-day lives. Again, we may put things aside, but again, it doesn't mean that we're a procrastinator. Again, it only determines if that becomes our day-to-day life. But understanding this is that it actually is an effect to something else. And that could be brought on by various different factors. And the two things that we're going to discuss today, two of those factors is stress and low self-esteem. Now, we've talked about low self-esteem in the past few weeks. So just as a reminder, when we look at low self-esteem, that in itself is just the inability of just a lack of confidence, not feeling good enough. And then when we look at stress, when we take a look at stress and defining stress, stress is actually a reaction that we feel under pressure or threatened. And so when we take those two factors, those could be, that could affect our lives. We can look at stress. Stress can come in, for example, we have our day-to-day life, day-to-day routines, and then something can change within our lives, whether new responsibilities, whether a change at work, whether it be a change in the dynamic of our family, whatever that change is that now has been introduced into our lives. If we, for what I've learned and what I've been taught as well, is that at that moment, if we don't accept it, embrace it, deal with it, then at that point, it can become overwhelming. It can become stressful, and then being unable to possibly clearly how to manage it. Because think of it as a glass. If you have a glass that's empty, and if you don't realize that it's empty and that you need something to drink, then you're not even going to ponder within your mind to say, well, I need to ask the waiter to fill my cup. So when the waiter comes around, you don't even think about it, because if we are so overwhelmed by whatever the situation is going on around us, we don't even have the clarity to be able to manage the fact that we need some water. We need to get this cup full. And so in looking at being able to, or even just looking at how or what can produce procrastination, because as I know we've been taught or even been talking over the past few weeks, and even just what I've learned even with my pastor, is that everything in our lives can be, it is an effect of somewhere. And the importance of taking time to look back on where it came from. And so even whatever may be introduced into our lives, whether it be externally something we may have heard, something we may have felt, or tasks and things that may come into our lives, and being able to address that, to address where it comes from, because if not, it's going to be produced in how we live our lives. So now that these responsibilities have come, now these new tasks may have come, for example, at work, and then what's that going to do? Now it's going to cause a ripple effect. Now it's going to cause a habit, for example, of procrastination, not wanting to deal with it, wanting to avoid it, pushing it back because, and looking at with low self-esteem, wanting to avoid dealing with a responsibility, for example, because of fear of rejection, feeling fear of not wanting to be, or fear of feeling rejected, scolded, not good enough, thinking that what you do is not going to be accepted. Look, I've been there. We've all been in places where we may have felt not good enough. But understanding even in this is knowing where it came from, knowing where the problem or even the effect of where it came from, the effect of procrastination, because again, all of this boils down is living about a quality life, how to live that quality life. And it's not about comparing ourselves to other people, comparing it to this person and how they may approach a situation or how they may handle something, even if it's good. That is something that is good. That's something to admire them about or even to congratulate them about it. But understanding that everybody's journey, what they may have gone through, the valley lows that they may have to have endured, because that's what self-esteem will get us. Because I didn't do it like this person. Oh, I didn't handle it like that person. That person handled it this kind of way. So then now we feel rejected. We feel like we're not good enough. So now we have that pressure on ourselves. Now we want to isolate ourselves, not wanting to deal with this task, not wanting to deal with this responsibility, just in our everyday lives. Look, I've been there. You feel in a place of isolation. But that's what that self-esteem does. That's what stress does. Because again, remembering and looking at the outside and looking at everybody else, remember, you and I do not know what that other person had to have gone through to get to where they're at. We don't know the pain. We don't know the hurt, the fall, the journey, the steps that they have to take, the valley lows they have to go, and the self-determination to climb that mountain, to get to where they're at now. And that's why it's always good to, if we see someone, admire them. If we don't know, ask, how in the world did you do that? How in the world did you, I remember someone saying that they had admired someone who had either makeup on or some, it was like their makeup was really nice, and the person admired them for it. They knew they didn't know how to do that kind of makeup. So they went and befriended them, and they asked them, how did you do that? And then they gave them something that was encouraging with that person, as they were able to share with that other person where they came from. And it's up to the other person whether they choose to accept it. And even if we don't do it like the other person, again, we didn't go through that journey. We're not that other person. That's just where it boils down to. We didn't go through what they did. We're not that other person. But it is in appreciating whatever that other person may have. If it's something that they're doing that is right, admire them for it. If it's a question, ask them about it to be able to enrich our lives, something we may not know, something we may not understand. And that's okay. Just like they had to go through their journey, we too have a journey we are also on. That's this day-to-day experiences, and how we approach it will determine the quality of life that we have today. How do we approach the task for today? And again, looking at the low self-esteem, with feeling that we're not good enough and wanting to avoid the responsibility, wanting to not deal with it, not wanting to accept it, that is an effect. That happened because of somewhere, and being able to address whatever that change is. Because I remember learning, and it's true, something to accept. We as humans, we don't like change. Some of you might. Some of you may not. I've heard some people say, oh, change doesn't bother me. I used to say that until I came to the truth, I do not like change. Because if I did, I wouldn't be so disrupted when change happens. So the reality is that we, as humans, we don't like change. And so because of that, when change happens, how do we approach it? By just embracing that change to prevent stress from arising. It doesn't mean that things are not going to happen. It brings me to the other point I want to mention, something that I learned this week, I was taught this week, and it just stuck with me. And one of the things that was said to me this week is that, look, we can't change what the universe does in a day. We can't change what God does in this day. We can't step back and press a button and say, nope, I don't want this to happen. Nope, I don't want this weather to happen. So because we don't have that kind of power to do it, how are we going to approach it? How are we going to approach this everyday life experience? How are we going to approach the experiences that come to us? And one of the things is what I've learned is to be able to accept it, to accept and be able to move along with it. For example, even if it means changing in family members. So you may have new families that may come live with you, whatever the case is. By being able to accept that, you accept that, okay, you may not have the peace and quiet in your house that you used to. Now accepting it, that, yeah, you may be called throughout the day because this person may need this, or that person may need that, or this child may need to go to this errand, or that child may have this soccer team or practice to go to, whatever it is. Your lifestyle is no longer the same. But when you accept it, you're able to prioritize when things happen. You're able to move along with whatever changes. But like me, again, I've been there. When things happen, we just automatically go into let me just take care of it mode. That does not mean we've accepted it. Because when we go into that mode, let me just take care of it and do what I have to do and move along with it, then that could possibly result. I know from my experience, when that happened, I just dealt with it. But then it would bother me emotionally. It would bother me when this comes up, when that comes up. Why is this? It was becoming a frustration and stress because of it. And that's the reason why. It's because I had not yet embraced that this is what it is. So now that I learned to embrace it and accept it, and knowing that it's within the individual has to find whatever it is within themselves to embrace whatever that change is. No one can do it for any of us, but to know that it's up to the individual to be able to embrace that. Because again, it goes and it boils down that it still goes back to the individual wanting to have a better quality of life. That's where it boils down to. And that's what the change actually happened. And again, understanding and going back to stress. Stress and how that can affect or how that can produce procrastination. Again, we talked about how even whether it be family, friends, work, whether it be news that we heard, change in our daily lives, or new responsibilities, or more responsibility. Depending on how we react to these causes us to feel under pressure or a threat to our quality of life. And so, for example, if, like I said before, when we lived a life that was consistent day to day, and now these new responsibilities have came, this change has now came, now that has become a threat. If we allow it to, that is where that stress can come in, feeling pressure, feeling overwhelmed, because now this thing has happened. And again, we cannot change what happened in our day. We cannot change what happened in life. But I want to encourage you that we all have what it takes on how we can make changes in our everyday life if we want a difference, if we want something different, if we want to experience something different. And like I mentioned, same thing with low self-esteem. When we find ourselves in those places, not feeling good enough, not feeling confident in our own responsibilities, we can even take that, for example, by being at work. If you don't feel like you're good enough for the task, for the responsibility, then you may even delay getting the task done, waiting until the last minute, having all these responsibilities, but you're pushing it off because you don't feel like you're good enough, feel like they're even going to accept what you have to say. Now that produces procrastination. Then now you got more tasks that's on you, more stress, more that's now on you. Now you feel like you're really under pressure because now it's the day before and you haven't even started on the project they asked you 3 months ago. That's stressful. That's overwhelming. And again, it doesn't mean that the responsibilities of us every single day, whatever it is our responsibility is today, that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It doesn't mean that things are not going to happen, but it's about how do we handle it? How can it be handled? This is just sharing what I've learned because, again, this is a day-to-day journey. Just like that example I shared with somebody else, you may have the wisdom, the experience, gone down the journey that I'm traveling and have reached that destination of being able to understand the dynamic about life, how to approach, how to allow these things to affect or not affect our lives, how to be able to balance. That's admiring, but I still got to walk my journey. We all still have to walk our own journey. Your responsibilities may be different from mine, but the choice still remains. Do we want to have a better quality of life? Do we want to remain in the same place? Do we want to continue to be stressed? Do we want to continue to be overwhelmed? Do we continue to not want to feel as if our voice is not worth being heard and have that pressure upon ourselves? Do we want to continue in the same path? Or do we want something better? Do we want something different? And that is something that we ourselves cannot give anybody else, but it comes from the individual. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that the change, again, it starts with us. It starts with the individual. And when a change happens in our lives, it's a crucial point in how it affects our lives. The effect in our lives has not been cut down or dealt with. That's when that situation happens. That's when the change comes. That's the time. That's the crucial point to now deal with it, confront it, and being able to now you can know how to maneuver. Now you have the clarity to say, okay, this is what's in front of me. These are the tasks that are in front of me. I've accepted the task that they gave me at work. This is the change that may have happened in my life, in my health, in my family, in my job, whatever it is. This is the reality of what it is. I know on my podcast you always encourage us in understanding the importance of this is reality. We cannot change it, but how we deal with it and approach it is the reality is still going to be what it is, but how it's up to the individual, how we choose to approach it, how we choose to deal with it. And when we embrace the change or the responsibility, we can better manage it or prioritize it, which actually contributes to a better quality of life. And again, that different ways that even to encourage as far as even suggestions, if we find ourselves or if you find yourself in that place, of maybe being stressed about a particular situation or stressed about a particular responsibility or feeling like you're in a place of feeling low self-esteem, and that may be producing habits of procrastination. Wanting to encourage you with these few things is first ask yourself, do you want change? Do you want something different? Do you want something better? Because it doesn't matter. People want to say things a lot and say, oh, do these 5 steps and you'll live a, you know, more healthier, more dynamic life. But if a person hasn't accepted that this is something that they individually want, those steps mean nothing. So it first starts with the individual. Do you want to? And once you can honestly answer that question, and what I really respect and I'm thankful for my pastor is that sometimes some answers may sound easy to answer because it sounds like this is what I should say, but it's also good to take the time to really ponder that question, to really get within ourselves to answer that question. And once we've come to that point of really answering that question, that yes, I want to change. Yes, I don't want to continue to allow this to bother me. Yes, I want something different. Then you can go on to step two. Because now that you have now accepted that, then it's time to deal, to reach within yourself, to identify within yourself the changes that need to be made. So for example, the example even for work, let's say overwhelmed by the task that's now been put upon you at work. Now that you've accepted it, look, this is the job that they gave me, this is the task that I'm responsible for, so now that I've accepted it, so now I have to identify, this is what I have to do, this is a deadline, then now I can prioritize what I can do today. And this is when that self-love, that self-care really becomes necessary. Because sometimes if there's 20 things that we made that's on our to-do list for that day, and maybe 20 things that we have to take care of, but if we are not careful, then at that point we will feel overwhelmed with ourselves because we're trying to take care of everything at one time, at one day. I need to check everything off on the list to get it done, and if I don't, then that's when we feel overwhelmed. Then that's something else. But having the love for yourself and being patient with yourself. If there's 20 things on the list, if there are 2 things that may be a priority that is necessary for today, and if that's what all you can get done for today, that's good enough. And the other thing that's also important is be patient with yourself. It takes time. This is a process. This is a journey that we're on, and it does not happen overnight. Even if we're going to the most closest destination and going to the gas station on the corner, there is still a middle point. There's still a start, and it no matter how close it is, we still got to get there. It's still a process to get to that destination. So be patient with yourself. And also, the way we can also be patient with ourselves, and even in this process and where we can start, if we find ourselves having negative thoughts, negative feelings about ourselves, that's where we can start. Because it doesn't mean those things will not come now that you've accepted, now that you've made the choice. But now it's time to put into action that when those thoughts come, now we have a choice. Am I going to continue to entertain those thoughts? Am I going to continue to entertain that? Or am I going to make a choice that, no, I am not going to think that way? And think positive. I remember when I was going through something that I remember the pastor and the elders at my church encouraged me that no matter what I'm going through in life, get a scripture and hold on to it, that scripture. Ponder that scripture because it will be an encouragement in us, because whatever we hear will then begin to get within our minds, begin to get into our hearts. And then I'm pretty sure all of us have heard that, you know, you say it long enough, you begin to believe it. But if we continue to believe those thoughts, those old habits, and that's what's going to continue to manifest in our lives. This takes action. And like how God told me years ago, love is not about feeling. So when we love ourselves, it's not because you feel good. It's not because you want to, but no, this is what it is. I'm going to be patient with myself. I'm going to speak these things because it is good for my well-being. It's good for my mind. It's good for my soul. It's good for me and what I need today. And then also the other thing, like I mentioned before, is don't compare yourself. Just because you're on your journey, this is a process. It takes one day at a time. And when we spend so much time and effort looking and comparing somebody else, comparing ourselves with somebody else, we miss the opportunity for growth in our own lives. So again, encourage to the last thing again is to not compare. Compare yourself, because again, I've been there, but I encourage you to know that not to compare yourself. And at this point, I want to go into the book, When I Am a Survivor. If you have your books, it's on page 157. It is a book where you cannot just read from beginning to end, but it is more like a revisit. It's something that you revisit. It's something that, you know, you may need to go back to relationships or commitment, or you may need to go back to chapter 10, which talks about in depth about self-resolution. This is something that we can continue to go back on, because where we're at today is not always going to be where we're going to be at tomorrow, next month, next year. And we may need to come back to it. So on page 157, two things I want to point out. The first one is to resolve. Resolve to re-announce to the world your possibilities without silence. And what I want to say about that before I go on to the other one is making known. Just kind of think about it like this. Whenever, you know, you go out and if you see like a parade, for example, or, you know the parade is coming because of the noise. And what we can take this about resolving to reannounce is just by living a life. Is by now living a new life, by how we approach, by having new habits, how we approach things in our everyday lives, how we approach opportunities that come, challenges that come. That's how we can reannounce, is by how we now live our new life. That will reannounce. Because I know my mom would always say, actions speak louder than words. Yeah, we can shout on the rooftop things about ourselves, but it's the life that we live will actually confirm who we say we are. And the other part I wanted to also mention, it's a quote from the book as well. Again, it's on page 157, and it reads, resolution is related to the word resolute, which requires self-determination. And I want to stop there for a moment because, again, it goes back to the individual to be determined to no longer accept where we are. And going on from that, the remaining part of that quote reads, along with right judgment, especially when it pertains to important things needing to be resolved. And that self-judgment goes back to being able to prioritize. When we come to be able to embrace and accept, because again, it doesn't mean that we embrace something, we accept the responsibility, it's going to be automatic, it's going to be easier, but no, it's going to help you be able to move forward in that, to now being able to have the clarity of how to manage that. Now our minds are clear that we can now have the understanding of how to handle it. God may come in and give you to know, no, this is how you handle that. No, this is how you do that. That will help us in how. And then the last thing I want to say to you today is coming out of the Word of God, and it is in Mark 10, verse 46 through 51. Unfortunately, the time is winding down, so I won't have time to go through all of it. But the one thing I want to just briefly say before I go into verse 49 is that this particular part in the scripture does talk about when there was a blind man. And then the people begin to rebuke this blind man because Jesus was coming. And then the blind man had now came into the knowledge that Jesus was now in his presence. So he began to shout, make noise, and wanting Jesus' attention. He began to shout and call out to him. And the people around him was trying to get him to be quiet, get him to stop talking. But then at that point, Jesus, in verse 49, replied and said, Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. Verse 51 says, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked. The blind man said, Rabbi, which means teacher, I want to see. In verse 52, Jesus said, go. Your faith has healed you. And what I want to close with that is this. What we need is right within our reach. It's right before us. if we just believe that we can obtain it, if we can believe that it is something that is ours, something that God has made available to us, that we don't have to remain in a quality of life that maybe something that we may not want to continue in, but that there is greater, there is more that is available to all of us if we want to. So again, it goes back to a choice, and that the choice is yours. You are victorious. You are an overcomer. No matter what you find yourself in today, you have what it takes to overcome, to have that self-determination, to, as I've learned recently, to scale that mountain, to climb that mountain, to get to that mountaintop, to get to that victory, to get to being overcoming, overcomer of whatever it may have been in the past, or whatever may have been in this morning or today, whatever we may find ourselves, you have what it takes. So that's all that we have for today for you. We pray that you were blessed by it. We pray that you were encouraged by it. I know it definitely did encourage me. So again, I thank you for all that you've done. We just thank God for this opportunity for all of you. We pray that God will continue to keep and bless you in your homes. And at the appointed time, we pray that everyone will just enjoy the rest of the time. And until the next time, we just say thank you. We honor God, and we just pray that everyone will be blessed and enjoy their weekend and also stay hydrated. So again, we thank you and enjoy the rest of your day. Be blessed.